5E. Breaks and endings. 38. We will inform clients about any fixed limits to the duration or number of sessions as part of the contracting process. 39. We will endeavour to inform clients well in advance of approaching endings and be sensitive to our clients' expectations and concerns when we are approaching the end of our work together. 40. We will inform clients in advance of any planned breaks in working together, for example, holidays or medical treatments, and give as much notice as possible. 41. Any unplanned breaks due to illness or other causes will be managed in ways to minimise inconveniencing clients, and, for extended breaks, may include offering to put clients in touch with other practitioners. 42. In the event of death or illness of sufficient severity to prevent the practitioner communicating directly with clients, we will have appointed someone to communicate with clients and support them in making alternative arrangements where this is desired. The person undertaking this work will be bound by the confidentiality agreed between the practitioner and client, and will usually be a trusted colleague, a specially appointed trustee, or a supervisor.